This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Across from southern Israel, explosions lit up the night sky just across the border in Gaza late on Sunday as the Israel-Hamas war intensified. The conflict in its 23rd day Sunday started after Hamas militants from the Gaza Strip blew through Israel's highly fortified separation wall on October 7th and attacked an open-air music festival and Israeli border communities. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with his Israeli counterpart Sunday as Israeli forces continue pounding targets in Gaza, killing thousands of civilians. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Biden administration continues to walk a fine line when it comes to the balance between Israel's right to defend itself and the need to protect civilians in Gaza.
We will continue to talk to our Israeli counterparts. We'll continue to ask hard questions.
That's White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The UN has called for a humanitarian ceasefire. The Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll among Palestinians this month has surpassed 8,000. More than 1,400 people have died on the Israeli side. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of anti-Israel protesters on Sunday stormed Russia's Dagestan airport in Makhachkala, where a plane from Israel had just arrived, forcing Russian security forces to close the airport and divert flights while removing the demonstrators. About 20 were injured, including two in critical condition, said local health authorities. Makhachkala is one of several areas in the North Caucasus region that's home to large Muslim communities. Video showed mostly young men waving Palestine flags, breaking down glass doors, and running through the airport.